while and see it happen, huh? That's the way we feel anyway about it. There's nothing that even begins to compare.
Sorry, you might like the star four.
Okay, I already did. Let's see. Is that any better?
A little bit.
A little bit. Okay, thank you. Okay, well, I'm anxious to hear what all has been going on for this last week that we have been gone, or 10 days, I guess it's been about. What exciting news has happened to all of you? I know somebody's had some things that have happened to them.
What would that be, Char?
What would that be? Well,
I'll
tell you what our experience was right off the bat. It's wonderful to be back home and eating out of our own kitchen exactly the way we have. We had some wonderful food on the cruise, but last night, Ricky and Jeannie are here, and they fixed a meal out of the perfect health, the natural way. And it was the, I'm trying to remember the name of it now. Anyway, but it was a raw vegetable sauce that you would probably normally think you would cook, put over pasta, and it was absolutely incredible with fresh tomatoes and the Greek olives cut up in it, and they just went out and pulled herbs out of the garden, and it was absolutely spectacular. They served it over whole grain pasta, and then we had a fresh salad with it, and I'll tell you, it was like, oh my goodness.
Was it heated?
It was not heated. He actually let it set at room temperature on the counter for probably about maybe 2-3 hours. And the flavors just mingled with the herbs. And it was absolutely spectacular.
So are you going to send us the recipe?
It's in the book.
What book?
The Healthy Way, the Natural Way by...
Perfect Health, Mary Ann Scheer, right?
Mary Ann Scheer, thank you.
What's it called?
Perfect
Health, the Natural Way. For the recipe.
The recipe. What's the recipe called? You know, I'm not sure because he did it from his head, and I didn't see what page he was working on. But it was tomatoes and onion and fresh onions, green onions, and then just herbs and some olive oil mixed in with it, would make the dressing on it. And it was so simple. And then over the fresh pasta, and then with a salad, and that was it.
Mm.
So you might just scan the recipes in there. In the meantime, we'll find out which one it was and give you the page number also. But I don't even know what one he went to. Let me just glance in my book here and see if there was. I think maybe this is it. Yes, it is. Okay, it's on page 247, and it's called Fresh Tomato and Olive Pasta.
Page 247?
Yeah, page 247. I can read it to you. Well, let's just first hear the points and so forth. Anybody that is on the call that would like to share with us what they are doing with their program right now, and the 10 points are our regular 10 points that we've used for the last number of years. 5 points go for your healthy meals and snacks that you're choosing, and then 1 point for taking your nutritionals, 1 point for drinking your water, 1 point for
your walk,
and 1 point for journaling, and what's the last one?
Sleep.
Oh, how important is that? It was a little short last night. We have out-of-town company, what can I say? And just got back. So anyway, anybody that is doing their reporting.
Well, I have a 9-10-9.
9-10-9, that's right. I'm back right after the weekend, aren't we? We lose track of time here. Anybody else?
Oh, that is Linda Brown. I'm here, but I didn't count my points this weekend.
Okay, well, we're glad you're here. Were you on last week also?
No, last week I was out of town.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, so were we. So at least a couple of us on the call. We did get our exercise in daily. I can tell you how I did mine with this. It may not have been quite a 20 to 30 minute walk each time, but we certainly repeated enough times, and that was up about 10 flights of stairs several times a day, sometimes about 6 to 8 of them in a row. And, boy, you can get your rate up, your heart rate up real fast doing that. And with the cardio strides, it brings it up even that much more. So that was a great exercise. Really kept us in shape, didn't it, Ruth? Trekking those hallways and those stairways and so forth. But
I think that's the secret on any cruise is to never use the elevator.
And that's exactly what we did. I think there was one time we got in a time grind there and broke down and decided it was as long a wait to use the elevator as it was to get it as it was to actually do the stairs. So anybody have just an experience that you'd like to share or a thought or a question? We're just excited that you're all here.
I have a question. We're having two other couples for dinner Saturday night, and I am making steak for them, and I was wondering what kind of a side to introduce them to, and what you just talked about sounds like the perfect thing.
Well, I think it would be because I can't imagine anybody not liking that. I mean, it might sound a little strange that you're putting cold salad sauce over pasta, but, you know, look at how we get accustomed to salads and all of these things.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and cold dishes in the summertime.
Yeah.
I thought it was so wonderful. But actually, Rick told us today, too, that if you make it up ahead of time and let it set in the refrigerator, and then just bring it out and let it come to room temperature, that your flavors are even so much better the second day.
Mm. So, like you said, I can make the head. That's good.
Yeah, and that was exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah, yeah.
Off at the last minute. So we get to sample that again at some point today because there won't be any left. I'll guarantee you that. That was his comment on it. So. Let's see, we've got somebody in the background there.
My husband, I'm moving.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Nancy. I know. Activities here. Anybody else with a question or thought or comment? We know how simple it is to do our own meals. Anybody do a new dish that they have enjoyed?
Well, Shara, I was certainly happy to come home to my rice mix. I thought it just made me feel so much better to be able to have that to eat. being gluten-free on the ship was not an easy thing to do, and I think that we need to tell all these people about it. But another thing that we did on the ship is watch some videos and had some other people watching some DVDs, I should say, and people were so receptive to what we were talking about. And then I got home and I talked for about an hour or more to a friend of mine who is in Alaska and up in the Kenai, Homer area, and she was just like she had been waiting to hear about this. She was very, very excited about it. She'd been having some problems, was eating gluten-free as well. And just knew that this was the answer to her prayers and what she wanted to know. And I feel like that's so much the reception that we're getting when we talk to people about this. Matter of fact, she may very well come down to the seminar with me in September.
Wow.
For Dr. McDougall's seminar, the 7th of September in Santa Rosa.
Wow, isn't that exciting?
I'm very excited about it.
It's you know, and it's happening everywhere is what we see. You know, what I have to reflect on, too, Ruth, as we were driving home, I got a long-distance phone call anymore. I guess that doesn't mean anything long-distance. But it was from somebody I hadn't talked to for, oh, well over a year at least, and then only once, and then it had been a long time before that, so, you know, really spaced out conversations. And I had thought of this person just a few days back and realized that I remembered my brain patterns, my thought patterns, I should say, previously, because I knew she ate vegetarian, is the way I'll put it. And I didn't recall exactly what the reason was that she did. When she called, after we chatted for a while, I told her, I says, I have to tell you something, and I know the laugh is on me now, because I know how I thought and felt about people that ate that way.
Right.
You know, because we've raised our own beef for over 30 years, and our own chickens and eggs and milked the cows, not currently, or you know, recently on the milking, but all of these things, did our own gardens, and we felt we were doing an incredible job, didn't we? I mean, you were in the same situation I was, Ruth.
Right, and we thought that it was the ultimate, and it definitely was better than most others.
Yes, and so I'm sitting there thinking, now here's a person, the minute she finds out, the laugh really is on me, because she has been, you know, I've been mentally, in my mind, badgered about the way that she did choose her food. And so as we began talking, and she didn't give me a bad time about it, but she just said that's the way most people feel when you talk about eating, you know, without the animal product. And I did not remember to what extent. I knew she ate a fair amount of dairy when we had spent time together. And so at least I wanted to encourage her on what I'd learned about that area also. And so as we talked, she reminded me, and I am going to have her on this call as soon as we can set up a time for it that works into her schedule. I remembered back what the reason was. Sun would not be alive today had she not taken things into her own hands. And I don't remember why she went that direction, but it was like a last-ditch chance at changing something in his life. I don't remember exactly how old he was, but I know he was very young. And she pulled all animal products. Well, I shouldn't say all animal products. She took all the meat away at that time, I know. And was failing dramatically, and nobody had an answer. And she pulled that away, and it saved his life. Literally saved his life. And she reminded me of that, and she said, you know, he never, ever, ever ate, you know, the flesh anymore of animals. And all this time I was thinking, you know, her reasons were something else while this short conversation was going on the phone, and so I recalled what she had told me, a story from back when Paul and his health was just going downhill. And, you know, I don't know that she ever knew the scientific reasons why he was having problems related to the diet, but that happened, and there was no going backwards for her. So anyway, we have different reasons that come about, and when I told her that the scientific proof was there, she had never come on that amount of information as what I described in the Sinus study, the book that we're using for the mainstay book that we referenced. It was my beginning. It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing to see the, again, I'd like to ask it, anybody that's seen a difference in the way they feel or the way their body is responding by doing this.
Of course. Hi, Shaw. This is Way.
Good morning, Way.
Am I coming okay?
You're coming through clear. Very much so. Thank you.
Yeah, well, I do this because I suffer from a lot of pain, such car accidents and stuff, so they diagnosed me with fibromyalgia, where I, when I wake up in the morning, the painful is indescribable. It's, like, very painful. But anyway, this is, I think, I'm on to 50 days or so, and I only needed to take joint supplements twice during the whole time, and my polarity is perfectly intact because I suffer also from chronic reverse polarity, so when that happens, I'm very achy all over. So, yeah, so this is what's keeping it totally in balance, so clean, my body. So, and it's amazing. And then I'm experimenting, you know, you're really observing your whole body. So I notice when I also suffer from a lot of yeast infections. And I notice when I just keep all the sugary and all the, also the sweetening out of it, and it's clear up. And the moment I just start infusing a little bit in, and then I notice it creep up, but then it's amazing. I start putting more greens in it, and then just clear up. So food is a major medication you can do to your body. So, yeah, just taking a huge notice at that. So, yeah, I don't hurt at all. Well, compared to what I'm doing, you know, still achy and there, but it's not to the amount that I have to take the supplement for the pain. But yeah, so that's my testimony there.
Well, thank you. I also learned that the adjustments that we can make, even when we're not in the best arena for availability of products, was interesting. And I can tell you what I did in the mornings for my breakfast. And I know Ruth did different things. Mine consisted of having some oatmeal, a very small serving, probably about half of what I would normally eat, and also some grits. And since I didn't have availability of what I normally did, I sprinkled dry granola, very dry. It was not even, I don't think there was, I know there wasn't even any oil. It was just a mixture of oats and raisins and a few nuts on top of the oatmeal. And then my normal thing for grits of what I would used to, you know, had previously used, would be butter on them, or even worse, cheese in them. And so, all I saw there that sounded very interesting, not necessarily good when I thought about it because it was kind of foreign, very foreign, was peanut butter. And maybe not the perfect choice of peanut butter either, but I stirred some peanut butter, just a very small amount, to flavor the grits, and thoroughly enjoyed that. Now, I did find that I kept my fruits separate and didn't eat them with my breakfast. I can't say that I really had any major problem. I just like them in between the meals. And let's see, what else did I put in? Oh, they sometimes had what looked like kind of a scattering of whole grain or some nuts or seeds in the bread. And if I saw one of those, I would do that. But it was completely satisfying. Again, when we got hungry, I always had fruit available, fresh fruit that I would use. And that was a couple of times a day, so I got my servings of fruit that way. But Ruth did some different things for breakfast, I know.
Sorry, I'm mute, sir. To be perfectly honest, I really struggled with breakfast. And I was so happy to get home. I felt so much better after I got home. But some of the days they had a rice mix, or they had had some different things that didn't have animal food and didn't have wheat or gluten in it. I did eat some oatmeal because there wasn't anything else for me to eat. And so I would eat whatever. I just go around and see what there was. I ate a lot of fruit, and if they had vegetables, I would eat vegetables. Sometimes there were a couple of times when, because there weren't grains that I could eat, that I took and had my did my 5% animal and had a little bit of eggs with a bunch of tomatoes on the top. More tomatoes than eggs, but just a little bit. But I think that I'm going to be sending my rice recipe around to at least the next cruise that we're going on, and see if I can get them to start making that, because it's so versatile. And somebody who is both plant or animal free and gluten intolerant will be able to eat it.
You know, one of the things I noticed that I so much enjoy is the brown rice. Of course, in some of the Asian meals, I will occasionally use white rice because I happen to like the flavor, or maybe we're cooking for other people. But on a regular basis, the brown rice has just has so much flavor to it. And I don't think that even we kind of agreed that there probably wasn't even any brown rice on the ship when we talked about it. Because
apparently not.
We never saw it, and Ruth had made some suggestions, and they came as close as they possibly could, I guess, but it was a long ways away. And you forget how you feel when you eat the really healthy whole grains until you go without them. That's the way I felt, because the same was true of the bread. I'm used to a whole grain sprouted bread, which is not difficult to come by, at least in our area of the country at all. Other areas, you might have to go to a health food store to find it, of course. But again, there's not that uncommon areas. So the idea of what and how we feed our body, as well as our taste modifications to it, this is a great experience for us, realizing that, yes, we have become very accustomed to this. The sugar did not, I won't say that I never tasted the dessert, but it just didn't hold the appeal that it had before. It just wasn't there. And so I
certainly agree with that.
I just love that fact. And when I, after eating a huge dinner last night, because we enjoyed it so much, and it was late, it was after dark, I before I went to bed, was a half pound off of what I had normally been running. And I'm thinking, oh, my goodness, this is absolutely incredible. My body really has adjusted to what we're doing. And I can't imagine ever going back to where we were before. So
I have three questions.
Yes, go.
Did you guys who were cruising take any food with you for emergencies, so that when you couldn't find something, number one? Number two, when you were unsure, was it easier or hard to find food that was good? And number three, did you let the cruise line know? I can't imagine that they don't have other vegans or vegetarians who let them know and are able to find better choices for themselves.
Okay, let's go back to number one. Was did we take food on board? Yes, I did. And I did use it. I took my nut butter wrapped in a towel or paper towels, and then in a plastic bag, and put it in my suitcase. And I used that. I actually carried it down and shared it with other people in the morning at breakfast time. I didn't do it every morning. And then when we were on, and I took like soy nuts. I had a couple of bars that were just like three ingredient bars, just dried fruit and nuts. I love them. Actually, they're available at Costco. And that was a surprise when I got a hold of those.
Is there a name?
Oh, yes.
I think are they the Larabars?
I think it's A-L-A-B-A-R.
L-A-R-A.
L-A-R-A.
Bar.
Bar.
Larabar.
Larabar, yeah. That. Thank you, Ruth. I couldn't remember what it was. I knew those A's were sprinkled throughout the whole thing, so I can remember. And they come in like three flavors.
Oh.
Cherry, chocolate, and apple. Pie, cherry pie, apple spice, or something.
If you live on Vashon, you can get them in more flavors.
Our shop is...
It will be worth the trip.
You said multi-flavor?
Yes. Yeah,
pack, yeah. That's the only way I've seen this multi-flavor pack. My favorite is the cherry pie, and it's got three ingredients. It's got cherries, it's got nuts, and it's got cherries, nuts, and... dates, I think, is the other one. So to offset the tartness of the tart cherries. Danny's favorite, I think, is the chocolate. But anyway, those came in handy a couple of times. And then the other thing I had was a mixture of soy nuts that I had roasted and almonds. And that's my favorite. I bought 8-10 roasted soy nuts and one almond, raw almond, and a couple of those, little teaspoons full, just does me fine. And that I did several nights before I went to sleep at night. And it just is enough to your body know you put something in there.
Okay.
And the last one, the other one about eating offshore, I didn't really do much offshore. I had, I think twice, I had a soy latte, actually one of those, once off the ship and then once on the ship because we were in Alaska. And the espresso stands were available, and that just was enough to get me back to the ship where I, you know, went ahead and ate. I know some of the restaurants would have had choices. Oh, we did have a packed lunch on the train, and that didn't amount to much.
Mm.
Everybody in our group was giving the majority of what they had to the other people on the train, which consisted of meat and cheese and some white crackers. Quite cut it for me. Let's see, there was a piece of fruit in there, and I had taken some fruit in my bag anyway. I always carried fresh fruit with me. But, yes, we did request our meals. At least some of us did. Not everybody had. And I was specific that I addressed it being all plant-based diet and vegan, parentheses behind it, thinking that would be a real modification. But when we got there, we found that most of the stuff had cheese in it, at least a really good portion. In other words, they were using vegetarian,
mm-hmm.
what is commonly termed as vegan. So there is still a tremendous, and this was Princess, so that's a huge cruise line. But we were also given the menus, and we were told that we could order from the menu, just omitting the meat. Now, there were times where the dish has already been prepared, and it's throughout the sauce or whatever, cooked with it. But then there were other times that you definitely couldn't. Of course, your salads were always an easy choice. But the stir fries, there were always stir fries, and there was always rice that had just a few veggies stirred into it. Also, I didn't. That. And what we did, we'd eat in the dining room, and then we'd promptly go upstairs and have another course from the buffet because the salads were all skimpy, weren't they, Ruth?
Very.
Very skimpy.
Carol Guth, if they had iceberg lettuce in them, Carol would send it back. Tell them, where to get it from. They said that there were mixed greens in here. So I want the spinach and things in it. And so then I started doing that also. Actually, I just
ask
ahead of time.
And, you know, we ordered, sometimes we ordered duplicate or, you know, an extra of something else, and which is not uncommon because people will order even two entrees or two salads or two whatever they want if they want to try or taste them. And we did that repeatedly also simply to get more food, the bulk of food that we wanted and our bodies were used to. So we ate. I mean, we
had some things I thought that were really tasty. That even some of them that had some cheese in them that definitely will go out. I watched a video when I got back home. Animal milk products are definitely going out after watching that. Another McDougal section last night. But the little recipes, we had some zucchinis that would be on the small zucchini, scooped out, blend up the inside with some other ingredients, and then stuck. What a good idea. And so that was an idea. Then we had asparagus soup, had a broth that you could make some kind of broth, and then the asparagus was chopped up so you had little teeny circles of asparagus in there. That was yummy. And I'm sure I could fix up something on that basis. But there were a lot of good ideas that we could fix.
And Mary Lou, your idea of seven or more ingredients in your salad, we had no problem with that. Boy, when I did the salad, that salad bar was just, I mean, that plate was just piled high. I mean, people just looked at me.
That's how mine was, too.
And, of course, we... the other thing that I did, at dinner, I requested olive oil, balsamic vinegar, and lemon slices, and made my own dipping oil for my bread. And I think it was the second day, I had that in the evening while everybody else was eating bread and butter, and, you know, warm breads, and some of them were, you know, were tasty. They just weren't what we were used to with the wholeness of them. So I'm sure I don't for 1 minute question the conversion rate at which will take place across the board. We're ahead of the numbers is all it is, guys, because you can't have that information out there and have it spreading and not having the realization come. When I talked to my friend yesterday on the telephone, her comment was, I can't wait to get my hands on the book because I've never even come across anything that provided the amount of research and science that you're talking about in even collectively that she was aware of. And her comment was to me, well, I think I might, she's back in school, just finished one degree and going after another one. And her comment was, well, I think maybe I need to go take the nutrition classes. And I said, well, don't expect, especially after reading the book, for you to be educated after reading that. If anything, you'll be educating the other people. Might be a frustration to know that you're probably going to be more educated on the subject, unless it's an exception to the rule, than the person teaching the class, because you can't get it out of regular college textbooks. It's just not going to be there in the way that we're seeing it and applying it. Would you agree, Ruth?
Definitely. I thought about that myself. As a matter of fact, I thought about doing that just for that reason, because I think they do need to be educated and find out another point of view. One of the other things that I wanted to say that we did was very easy, was to take the Aquaphor Express. I knew I was going to struggle with some of the food things, and so I wanted to at least have my water with me. And that was so easy to take and to pack. And so I had one suitcase that had all my clothes and all those type of things in it, and then I had another one that had my Mecan things in it. And the Aquaphor Express comes in a box from a company with a handle, and you can carry it that way if you don't happen to leave some of the water in it on the way home like I did and ruin my box. But so since I did that, I had the foam packing. You can put that right in the bottom of a relatively small suitcase, and then lay that Aquaphor Express down in there, and then put another foam pack that comes with it on the top. It travels really nicely.
Well, I know we didn't go without our water either, because it's way, way too important. The other thing that I made sure I did every night was take the plans, because I knew my food was different and I didn't want any slowdown. And your body sometimes adjusts, even when you're running their water through, it will leave a residue of taste that's different than your own home water, as many of you have found when you travel. But you've got it much cleaner. And the only thing that we didn't do that we really regretted was not taking our shower head, because I asked Denny afterwards, I said, could you have change that, because many times on the cruise ships we've not been able to change it. And he says, I think I could have. And I says, well, the next time we will have that, because the water is so heavily chlorinated. And I do have to tell you that the very last stop we made in Skagway, circumstances had it. It was the only tour that we took on the cruise. And it was a train ride, and it was about a total of 4 hours long from beginning to end, and there was a little bit of off-train time at the very end that we built together. The tour guide, by the time we got through, was registered. We did not register her. I assisted in helping get her registered simply by pointing and doing the three-way thing, pointing to Cy Wagenbach and saying, you need to talk to this man right here. That's all I said to her after she had shared some points. And she looked at me, and she walked back a couple of rows and said, this lady says, I need to talk to you. And she said, you need to hear his story. And he gave his story, and by the time we finished, this information because she said 5 minutes before I boarded the train, they moved me from one train as the tour guide to another train, and she said, I would not have been here. She said to me, that, did you pray about this ride? And I said, I always do. God places my path. I'm supposed to speak to, gives me the wisdom to know how to speak, which was only a couple of words. You need to talk to this man. Because I knew that that was an incredible fit for some of the conversation she had previously had. Sister was going through cancer surgery that day. And it was, and she said, I am so desperate to learn both about eating and a better way of living, as well as the financial that's available. Now, you know, we just have to be willing to open our mouth wherever we go and offer or ask a question. You know, that at that point it was an offer, but a very short offer, and only a little curiosity for her. And sometimes you have to do it by yourself, but if you've got somebody with you, I don't care what their position is or if they've had an experience, let them share it instead of you, and see if it's a match or fit. But we have got a huge population out there that have not a clue about what we have in our hands with these incredible products, with this information that can change people's lives, literally save their lives. Guys, we're over time. Is there a last-minute comment? We're always saying we're over time, aren't we?
I have just a quick question, Char. When you order a stir-fry in a restaurant, how do you know what they're cooking it in? What kind of oil?
You know, you really don't, but on the cruise it was emphasized that they use olive oil.
Okay.
And so we felt very good about that, but you know, you do not have those choices, and that's why I really encourage people, you know, for the most part, we are eating at home. There is no desire. I'm not excited. When we were traveling back, we did stop for something, and you know what we stopped for? We stopped at the first, when we realized how hungry we were, and our refrigerator wasn't, we actually didn't even have much of anything in it, but anyway, when we got to coming down the freeway, I said to Denny, I said, you know, I'm going to need something before we get home, and I'd like to not just, you know, snack on nuts and you know, raw fruit or whatever. I said, why don't you just find the nearest Subway? Well, the first one we went to, we just asked, do you have the veggie patty? And they didn't. So we went on to the next one, and we got there, and they did have it, and we put our own items on it, on a whole grain bun. I mean, at least as whole grain as you can get, it was much better than, a normal white. And had a just chock full of raw veggies, as well as their veggie patty. I think it was delightful. And, you know, if you guys are in areas where they don't have it, I would suggest asking the manager to see if there isn't some way they can put it on the menu. Not only just for you, because you're not going to be eating there all the time, but so that you can introduce other people to it and make the comment and say, you know, hey, I'll be sending people in here because there aren't a lot of choices yet in our area. And I know that's true in some of the areas. We are truly pioneers in this field, the same as we have been in NECAN. When we joined, nobody had ever heard of magnets for the health. And so we've just got another mission statement here to deal with. But that's the way we handle it. And, you know, the next time we'll be better prepared. It will be easier. There's just going to be more available as we go down this path. So I'm excited, guys. Yes?
This is Clay. I have not eaten out for the whole time. I've been on total plant-based. And it was amazing. Chinese food is something I used to enjoy. And we went for dim sum, and I am so surprised. There were nothing that was plant-based except for, like, maybe three items that I was able to have. I had some crystals and stuff, but all the total greens that they have. But everything was just whole meat thing on their little breakfast stuff. There's nothing that was done. There's only three things that didn't have meat or animals. I was just like, oh wow, this is amazing.
Shar, this is Mary Lou. Oftentimes, if I've gone to a Chinese restaurant, in the past, it used to be chicken chow yuk steamed with no sauce or oil, and they've been, I have never found a Chinese restaurant that wouldn't do that for me. And so now my choice would be chow yuk steamed with no sauce or oil and, extra vegetables instead of the chicken. So I've had very, very good luck with that.
Yeah, usually the Asian restaurants, you can at least get the veggies because they always have a vegetable or vegetable and noodle section. The things that you may not know is that, you know, what the seasonings that they have used in it. But if they're just stir-frying it up, you know, to begin with, they're very, very compliant. I know we found that if we ask them ahead of time, make the alteration on the menu because... so much of their stuff is cooked so lightly anyway that you know that it can't be kept in a steam table for hours or reheated in a microwave to get what you know, they're getting for end results. So.
Yeah, and that's steamed broccoli.
Steamed broccoli, yes, that's always an easy one. So
I had some tofu thing. I did try and use a bit of the prawns that was on there and take a lot of stuff. So, okay.
Right. Well, I want to thank all of you guys for being a part of this, and first to the people that are on the pilot study group, even though it was fairly quiet this morning, I thank the ones that were active, and I secondly want to thank all of our guests for attending today, and we hope you'll join us again. We're here Monday through Friday, the people leading the call, and next week we will have a guest on Monday morning. And we will get an email out to you, at least, that are participating. And we just know that we're in a great position, and we need to get the word spread and learn as we're going, and that's the